This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's record a podcast for what I suspect we'll find in October for both trout and bass fishing. Naturally, the brook trout are spawning now, so we don't fish for them. However, many of the states are stocking very large rainbow trout in their delayed harvest streams and their larger streams. A good way to cover this water because is with streamers. See, well, all the rains we've had have sort of encouraged these stock trout to move throughout the length of the stream. What I do to try to cover the water effectively, I use streamers such as the Shenandoah Silver Ghost, the Shenandoah Skunk, Shenandoah Sunrise, Shenandoah 9-3 streamer. All those streamers I fish in size 10. Now, the hot spot I find, there are two different areas. One is right below the riffle in the head of the pool. From the riffle downstream, let's say 30, 40 feet. A lot of food in there, a lot of minnows in there, and these trout are going to be in that area. What I do, I'll enter the stream right at that riffle, cast across stream, let it sink deeply, strip it back 6 inches every 10 seconds. I want to crawl it right along the stream bottom. Usually a floating line and a 9-foot, say 4X leader would do what you want to do here. If the water is exceptionally fast, and we have had high water, that's the time you might want to go to a sink tip 3 line. Sink tip 3 goes down about 2 to 4 inches per second, and it's in the tip of the line, and that will take your streamers down pretty quickly. We use a 6-foot sinking leader with that to help swim them deeply. So I cast across the stream, let it get down deeply, and then swim those flies right straight across the bottom. And then I just take a little step downstream, downstream, downstream until I've covered all of that water. Now, a second place that you want to be on the lookout for, especially with these heavy currents we have, some of those rainbows will pull back under the undercut banks. Now, obviously, this is going to be on the far side of the stream from where we're waiting, but they'll get under those undercut banks, and I shove my streamer right back into those deep undercuts, get ready right away, because often they'll nail it just as soon as it gets into water. But those undercut banks, and some of these will be maybe 4 or 5 feet deep, but the undercut banks along those far banks, I'll fish those as far as they go. And then I'll get out of the pool and go down and pick up that next riffle, and away I go. But below the riffles, under the undercut banks, fish the streamers deeply and slowly, and you'll catch a lot of rainbows in these stock streams. Now let's look at the smallmouth. October is an unusual month for smallmouth because in the early part of October, the water is getting cool, but it's not cold. That means these fish are going to be feeding in the same general areas that you were catching them back in 2 months ago. They'll be in the grass beds, they'll be under the riffles, they'll be along the banks, and that type thing. And some of the same tactics we were using a month ago will still be effective. However, by the middle of the month, a lot of these bass do what I call undergo a mini migration. They move away from the shallow water. Very seldom in late October are you going to find any good-sized bass holding in knee-deep water. They're going to move to the deepest places they can find. Often these will be the big deep pools in the middle of the river, or my favorite are especially on the South Fork of the Shenandoah, where you have these ledges running from one bank all the way across the river, perpendicular to the current now, running from one bank all the way to the other bank, and then upstream, downstream, you've got a repeat of that. Now, sometimes these ledges will be 30 feet apart, sometimes they'll be 200 feet apart. But in essence, I see these bass as sort of locking into these pools between the ledges. And the fishing is duck soup. What I do, I fish these upstream. I go in right below, I wade into the river right below the ledge. And I still like my olive shrimp for this because I can fish it like a nymph, I can fish it like a streamer, whatever. So I'll go in there with a size 4 olive shrimp on a floating line. 9 foot leader. All right, I'm standing right below the ledge. I'm going to cast straight upstream and then kind of fan my cast up and across and up and across and up across. I'm casting it upstream. Now, that's going to sink down pretty quickly because we weight these shrimps. It's going to sink down pretty quickly. I'm going to strip that just a wee bit faster than the current is moving it. I want to make it look like a wounded menace sort of swimming along the stream bottom. And the rate I strip it is going to depend on the individual pool I'm in. If it's racing through there, I'm going to strip it faster. If it's a slow pool, I'm going to strip it slower. But standing below that ledge, I'm shooting upstream, up and across stream, 40, 50-foot cast, whatever you're comfortable with. But crawl it back downstream to you. Now, what I do here, I wade across stream, staying below that riffle. Sorry, ledge. I wade across stream, staying below that river crossing ledge, and on some cases, I'll go all the way across the pool going out, all the way across the river. Might take me an hour to cover one of these ledge setups. Now, if I'm catching fish like crazy and that pool above me is too deep to wade, I'll sneak around the end of it and work my way up the bank and continue to fish that deep pool between the river crossing ledges. But the hot spot usually is relatively close to the ledge below. And from staying below that, I can catch a lot of bass on that. So if you have any questions on any of this, give me a ring at the store here, 540-984-4212. Going to cover a lot of that in the schools in here this winter, too. We just set up the winter classes, and I'm going to cover a lot of these tactics in the schools we do here in the fly shop during the winter. We do those on Saturdays from 10 to noon. Cost you $20. So if we can help you, just ring us, let us know. Thank you very much.